From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased Tuesday, a week after Turkey and its rebel allies intervened in northern Syria and captured Jarablus with dual objectives of clearing the border area of Islamic State and Kurdish forces. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause in fighting, adding that previous clashes take away from the united campaign against the IS group, and said the U.S. has not intervened to separate its two allies.
There's been a period of calm here over the last 12 to 18 hours. That's a welcome thing. We've made clear to both of them what our desires are in terms of the focus being on Daesh. But if you're asking me, are we in some sort of negotiating role or mediating role between them, the answer is no.
The commander of U.S. Central Command, Army General Joseph Votel, Tuesday said the Syrian Kurds had largely crossed back over to the east side of the Euphrates River, a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about a future Kurdish autonomous region. The Associated Press reports children, mostly under age 5, who escaped the Boko Haram insurgency in Nigeria, are dying of starvation in refugee camps amid allegations of theft of food aid. Isaiah Abdu is emergency coordinator for the medical charity Doctors Without Borders in northeast Borno State.
We are receiving more and more malnourished children, especially from some camp. So this is really one of indicators we can say that can show. So we need really to do more to those people.
He said malaria and diarrhea are complicating the problem. The AP said refugees have staged almost daily protests over the past week. The Nigerian government has launched an investigation into the allegations. This is VOA News. The Islamic State said a prominent and long-serving leader was killed in what is believed to have been a U.S. airstrike in Syria. The IS-operated news agency Amaq said Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was killed while surveying operations to repel military campaigns in Aleppo. Deakin University terror analyst Greg Barton said there is always the possibility Adnani is not dead. The announcement may be a way to spirit him out of the country.
The fact that Islamic State is speaking of his death means either that it's confirmation or that they've got some elaborate plan to spirit him away. Either way, we're speaking about somebody who is a key player with Islamic State.
U.S. defense officials are quoted as saying a senior ISIL leader was targeted Tuesday traveling near Aleppo, but stopped short of confirming it was Adnani. The commander of U.S. Central Command criticized Iran Tuesday for what General Joseph Votel called provocative naval actions in the Persian Gulf, following recent close encounters between U.S. warships and Iranian gunboats.
So, what I call on Iran to do is to be the professional force that they claim to be. Professional militaries, professional maritime forces don't operate in that way. We acknowledge all parties, all countries in that area have the right to operate in international waters, but they should do so in a responsible manner.
Votel spoke just days after the USS Squall was forced to fire warning shots to ward off an Iranian gunboat that was closing at a high rate of speed on another U.S. vessel. Egypt's parliament Tuesday approved a controversial new law that governs the construction and renovation of churches in the country, a measure that will impact Egypt's Coptic Christian minority. It will empower provincial governors instead of security agencies to approve church building and renovation permits. It's seen as more restrictive than a similar measure that governs mosques. The U.S. says it still hopes to complete a free trade agreement with the European Union by year's end, even after the French president says the negotiations have stalled. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman heads back to the continent next month to renew talks aimed at creating the world's largest free trade zone.
There are significant aspects of the deal that need to be negotiated, but that's precisely why the president is sending his trade ambassador, Mike Froman, to travel to Europe in a couple of weeks to go continue those negotiations. He was there in July. He'll be back in September, and all in pursuit of the goal the president has laid out to try to complete these negotiations before the end of the year.
The French trade minister accused Washington of offering just crumbs in the negotiations, which have extended over 3 years and 14 rounds. Brazilian lawmakers in the Senate debated the impeachment of suspended President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday, a vote expected Wednesday. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump late Tuesday announced he'll visit Mexico's president ahead of what is being called a major address on immigration. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.